Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Have you watched the new Saipan movie, all about the explosive clash between Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy before the World Cup? I saw it over the Christmas period. I thought the film was absolutely brilliant. But I was looking at a Ladbrokes survey out today that tells me that 2/3 of the Irish population will not go to see it. Adrian Barry from Off the Ball is with me in studio today. Are you in the 2/3, or where do you
sit? I'm in the 2/3. I'm always with the majority. I'm in protest here. I'm not really. I just have no interest in going to see it at all.
Like,
it'll come
good.
Out on TV at some point, and I'll probably
mop
it up at that point.
You just wouldn't pay to go to the cinema, Adrian.
I'm too cheap. That's what it all boils down to. I can't be bothered. Like, I've heard very mixed reports about it. I've heard a lot of very bad.
Got great reviews, actually,
Some of the reviews I saw were much less complimentary. Now, to be fair, I'm probably more likely to be reading the sports pages. And as you know, we're all a crowd of cynical buggers anyway at the best of times. And maybe there's just more of a snobbishness, probably, right? From a, you know.
Yeah. It was funny. It's about an hour and a half, which, first of all, in my mind, is just the perfect drama movie, you know, duration for me, because nowadays everything is about 2.5 and 3 hours long. And I went to see it in Bundoran over Christmas, and I came away from it. So I sort of felt, when you go to watch it, you kind of leave the film very much in the Roy Keane camp. Like, that's how
it's built that way.
Yeah, that's how I feel it. And like, I really had no skin in the game in this at all. Like, I have memories of it from 2002, like sort of headline memories. I know what happened, but I didn't really know a lot of the intricate details. And I did leave wondering, I wonder how sports fans, how much sports fans will enjoy this movie, and how much of it is just totally dramatised.
I don't think it's for sports fans. I don't think a lot of
it's for me then.
I don't think a lot of it is even for Irish people. I think a lot of it is for an audience that maybe not even be all that aware of Roy Keane. Like, if you hear Steve Coogan is in something, I'm in the queue to see that. Obviously, very credible actor, you know, great presence, et cetera, et cetera. The dramatisation aspect of it, I think, is an important one. Like, it comes up at the opening credits to say this is dramatisation.
Yeah.
Some things may not be, by all accounts, there's a lot of it that is not all that accurate to what went on. Like, from what I can gather from the stuff that I've read, the Irish players are painted as like sort of two Bob Rovers, like that they've, you know, they're kind of an amateurish approach to.
Seemed like they were there to have the crack.
They're having the cheese sandwiches, and Roy Keane, I saw that trailer for it, and he's saying, oh,
the Spaniards
are not eating the. And like, I think it's unfair to paint like a lot of really high, God, we'd kill for some of the players that were in the team at that time.
Okay.
Like a lot of really high profile, world class footballers.
John Dolan is with us as well, Adrian. John's from The Echo. Have you watched the movie, John?
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, I did. I watched it on New Year's Day and I enjoyed it, like yourself, and I loved the fact that it was 90 minutes particularly. But yeah, not just that. I thought it was a good film, but yeah, it was awful, a portrayal, I thought, of Mick McCarthy. I thought he doesn't come out of it well at all. He comes out as this bumbling buffoon who messes things up. And I really don't understand how anyone could leave that film or not even read about Saipan, you know, all these years later and not feel sympathy for Mick McCarthy and not believe that Roy Keane was the master of his own downfall, really.
Really? God, I came away from it the total lot. I came away from it, John, thinking, you know, poor Roy was very hard done by in all of this.
Well, I think that's what the film tried to portray. But to me, the most important part of it, and it is a dramatisation, there's lots of characters that weren't real or anything. So there is that to it. But to me, there's a 5 or 10 minute spell, and you'll remember this, Andrew, yourself, that when they're in the, I think it looks like a canteen area, and Keane just absolutely, he just completely coruscates Mick McCarthy in front of the whole squad and players, and, you know, all of his frustrations come tumbling out. And it's a horrible, horrible. He accuses him of all kinds of things, and you know, some of them I'm sure you know are true. And obviously there's a dramatisation, but having seen that, you're just looking at it going, how can anyone think that this man can still play a World Cup for Ireland, having done that to his manager? You know,
sure, that sort of stuff happens in sports dressing rooms all the time,
does
right?
It?
And you just doesn't end up on the big. Of course,
yeah,
it does,
yeah.
And particularly at that point in time.
Isn't
as well.
That bad, do you think, Adrian? I mean, I thought that, you know, it was such a rant, such a you know, a foul mouthed, vile.
I did,
you know,
wonder.
Personal,
I did
personal.
Wonder. Did, you know, as I was watching that particular scene, Adrian, that John's talking about, how true to life that was.
You know, sure. The famous. He came from a dressing room where the manager was famous for the hairdryer treatment. This was not unusual. Like, I was actually interested looking at the survey. There was like 65% were in agreement with Roy, was that right? And 35% were on Mick's side.
Yeah,
or something
65
like that,
said that this, of the Irish population, 65% side with Roy Keane and his decision to leave the
Irish
squad.
But there must be an awful lot of people in the same category as myself, which is it's neither were entirely right or wrong, right? Like, I think both of them actually had points. Roy obviously had totally legitimate points in terms of the preparation of the team, the state of the pitch. It shouldn't have resulted in him leaving to go home, nor should he have been kicked out. Like, there's just a... I live in that grey area in between both things where I think both were wrong and both were right to a certain degree.
Do you think, John, this movie, the Saipan, do you think it's targeted at a overseas audience?
Yeah, I think it might well be, yeah. Do you know, I mean, everybody in the media in this country, not just in Cork, but in the whole country, knows that anything that Roy Keane says or does is huge. You know, people are really interested in this guy. He's so enigmatic. Since he stopped playing football and being a manager, he's become even more kind of, you know, he's become this great kind of, you know, purveyor of all things sport, and people love him. But, you know, I do think there's a bit of Saipan fatigue in this country. We've been talking about it for so long, and people's opinions haven't shifted since day one, I dare say. So there could be an element of that to it. You know, definitely the overseas audience will definitely, you know, certainly in the UK, they'll love it, I'd say. But yeah, I enjoyed it mostly for the two main performances. And I did think Steve Coogan was unfair in his portrayal of Mick McCarthy, but it was still a very good performance.
And he's probably Hardwick, following the script.
He was very unhappy about it, by the way.
Yeah.
Mick McCarthy. He was very unhappy about it.
Yeah. I don't blame him. If you see the film and you're Mick McCarthy, you know, Mick McCarthy was a tough, strong, athletic, commanding presence, and with this bluff Yorkshire accent, obviously. And, you know, there was much more to him. He wasn't this kind of slight figure that he's portrayed as. Aidan Hardwick, by the way, is the Cork actor, is superb as Roy Keane as well, I have to say, you know. So they don't physically look like the two men, but, you know, they really get under the skin of them.
Adrian, you had sort of the rumblings in the sports circles, is it?
Well, he went to a private screening at some point, you know, obviously before the movie came out. Could have been 2 months ago at this stage. And he was asked afterwards, there was an interview, there was a piece in the Irish Daily Mail a few weeks ago, Nicola Byrne had written it up, where he was asked afterwards, and this is always a telltale sign, I won't be making any public comment about the film, so he was annoyed about it.
And tells you all you need to
know. They went a bit deeper and they got a source close to Mick McCarthy who had said that he was pretty peed off with his portrayal by Steve Coogan. The source said that, I would say he thought it was fictitious, most of it, that most of the events in it never happened. Of course it was a film. Once again, the exploits of the Irish team that excelled in the World Cup and they weren't expected to were ignored. They say here, remember they nearly got to the quarterfinals in inverted commas without the world's best player. The fact that the world's best player was in inverted commas means that, you know, it was a source very close to Mick McCarthy. But yeah, that they'd never kind of got recognised by it. And, you know, that McCarthy was sort of saying, here we go again, somebody effing making up a dramatic story that isn't the case, that never happened. Sure, listen, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you know, that part to see that. Pat has got in touch. He says, the Roy Keane saga was just so very painful. I'm a huge Ireland fan. I was at 2 World Cups. It was divisive. It caused lots of people to fall out. It took a long time for people to get over it. I've lived through it for real. So I've no desire to go and see the whole thing now again as a movie. Tom has got in contact to say, Saipan, it's still too painful. I couldn't bear
Isn't
to
that
relive
wild,
it.
24 years later.
Do you know, I put a poll up on my own Instagram account today, which is like absolutely not scientific research by any stretch of the imagination. And I was sort of surprised, Adrian, at the number of people when I asked them, you know, would you go to see it? Would you not go to see it? Or should we just get over this? And the majority, 43%, told me it's 23 years on now. Can we not just move on?
No,
from this?
So why would we be moving on? Like, I will never turn down an opportunity to talk about Saipan. It'll be the single greatest, most catastrophic, dramatic sporting event that will ever occur in our lifetimes. Why would you know?
Another listener tells me, we went to watch the movie. It was really enjoyable. There were so many funny bits in it. You see, I thought the same. I actually was roaring laughing during many occasions. Like, it was really well done. This listener says, like, it's not, you know, this isn't going to win Oscars. It's not an epic movie, but it's an enjoyable watch. The actors were all spot on and no one comes out of it a winner or a loser.
I'm looking forward to when it gets released onto whatever platform
streaming
it gets
service
released onto in my house and I can sit down and watch it.
So you will watch it?
I will definitely watch it out of curiosity apart from anything else. But certainly from any of the trailers I've seen, I totally take your point. You enjoyed it. I have seen some of those reviews. I've seen a lot of the sports reviews saying, don't bother. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit snobbish about it.
Yeah, you see, I figured sports fans, you know, mightn't go to see it.
Well, we're cutting to more about you here, Andrea, than we are about sports fans. This is, you know.
I think it's more aimed at the kind of the non-sport, the headline sports fan, a little bit like myself. John Dolan from The Echo, our own Adrian Barry off the ball. Lads, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme. Look, if you saw the movie, how do you feel about it? Do you think there will be just those 2/3 of people who'll totally boycott it?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.